This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Always so much that we're getting to on this show, and right from the get-go, we're going to our pal, Lori Lewis. Lori Lewis with Talk Media News, and it's interesting, Lori sent me some notes about something that I was actually paying attention to today pretty deeply, and when I say pretty deeply, talking about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunfanger, appeared before the Senate Armed Service Committee. He was there actually for a long time, 2.5 hours, for this confirmation hearing. And what happens is, as Lori knows, and we're going to go deeper into this, lawmakers each had the opportunity to speak and question him for about 5 minutes. They have their own way of doing that with specific speech patterns and question style. We see it, we play those clips, and sometimes it infuriates people because they don't really get the whole story. And they ask a whole bunch of questions from the issues related to the top of the news cycle to more niche ideas, and they often reference press reports furthering, if you will, as she says, as Lori says, and I agree, an understanding of a topic in the public sphere. Am I right, Lori?
Yeah, that's right, Kate. So what happened today is we saw Dunford testifying, like you said, before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And so the way that we're going to think about this, when you think about how this this event then was translated to news, is that news is often written in, like, what I'll call thought bubbles. So Dunford made many statements on many topics during this 2.5 hours before this committee, but those topics, you know, can be represented in different stories based on, you know, the topic of conversation. So for example, some of the headlines that could have come out of this hearing, no change in North Korean force posture despite rhetoric. And this was when Dunford said that, you know, despite the political bellicose rhetoric that we've seen back and forth, there really hasn't been a change in North Korea's military force posture. And that's significant. Another one, he gave his personal opinion, and this is an opinion that he said he gave to the White House, that currently serving transgender troops shouldn't be kicked out. This was the first time we heard that from him. We heard this from other officials that was their position. But he's, you know, the top uniformed military official in the entire United States. And so one more for you here. He also said that pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, this is a deal signed in 2015 between Iran and six world powers. He said pulling out of this deal when Iran is still in compliance of it would complicate negotiating future agreements. This is the pattern of this testimony is a pattern that you might see, of news coverage of this of testimony is a pattern in coverage that you might see similarly from, like, press conferences where one event, multiple ideas.
Yeah, I love the way you explained that, because you're right, because we're talking about North Korea. So there you go, North Korea. And as you said, the interesting news, too, was the transgender troops shouldn't be kicked out of the military. As you pointed out, that's something that we hadn't heard from him before. And while we're talking about all this, one of the headlines, the comments that he made about the 2015 Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah, so that's right. So the Trump administration is currently debating whether to leave the deal. The Trump admin has said that Iran is in violation of the spirit of the deal. They haven't actually pointed to a section of the text. And so this deal traded sanction relief with limits on Iran's nuclear program, some of them being temporary. And Kate, if you could play this clip, that is the exchange between Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat of Rhode Island, and Dunford.
All right, roll it, guys.
If you haven't seen Mr. Burns' series on Vietnam, I suggest that you pay attention to it, and I suggest that you examine the tensions that existed between the civilian superiors and the military. And I believe that you will come to the conclusion that the military advice was not given the weight and effect that it should have, which was one of the factors in leading to 58,000 names on the wall in Granite, not too far from here.
All right, so that was the wrong clip, and it was about. That's okay because that was about John.
Radio.
Exactly, it was about John McCain. That was John McCain telling him to watch Ken Burns, who we know is that fabulous documentary maker, and talking about the new Vietnam War documentary that he has out, and to think about dereliction of duty. So actually, it's kind of interesting. We'll jump back to the other thing, but it's interesting to jump to that because. That was something also that came up. Explain that and why McCain went there.
Yeah, so I found this interesting, and we were talking about how UC News spoke. I didn't actually see this covered anywhere yet. There may have been tweets about it. They definitely actually were tweets about it. But Senator John McCain and also Senator Angus King, they both brought up dereliction of duty, the idea of it, and the way the military and its civilian leadership related during the Vietnam War, and the point that the senators was making was that the military needs to essentially seek troops to power and that the military needs to give its best advice, even if that's not heeded by civilian leadership. And this is interesting because it's clearly, you know, these senators saying, you know, make sure that you're telling the executive branch the things that it needs to hear, not wants to hear, but needs to hear. And once we do get back to that Iran nuclear deal clip, I think that this might be an example of where, you know, this military official is openly stating his position that is contradictory to that we've heard repeatedly from the executive branch.
Yeah, so let's talk about that in case we can't get that up. Let's talk about what was the meat of that. What was the meat of what Dunford was saying about the deal?
Yeah, so the meat of what Dunford was saying about the deal was that Iran's in compliance of it, and he's saying that the U.S. does take issue with other things that Iran does, like its missile threat, like maritime threat, like its support for proxies globally, like its cyber activities. But he's saying that this nuclear accord was only about its nuclear program, and this is a deal that the U.S. signed on to. And he said that when the U.S. signed on to a deal, the U.S. needs to keep that deal, lest it become more difficult in the future to negotiate deals. And he made these comments actually directly after being asked by Senator Jack Reed about what pulling out of the deal might mean for negotiations with North Korea.
Yeah, and boy, and that's interesting because that relates to what we're talking about, obviously. And as you mentioned, and I said to you, that's the headline related to Dunford and Iran in the news, but focusing instead on him acknowledging the compliance with the deal, as you mentioned. So it is interesting. It goes to what you said before. It's the filter. It doesn't have to be a partisan filter, though, does it?
Yeah, the news filter doesn't have to be partisan, Kate, like you just mentioned. So let's these comments done were made about the Iran-Israel deal. A lot of the headlines that you saw written about these comments were Dunford says Iran in compliance with nuclear deal. Other headlines, and what I chose to focus on, because all of us reporters are doing our best to filter this, and, you know, some of us trying to take on an unbiased, full view of it.
Right.
Others of us, you know, writing for a partisan outlet.
Sure.
But, my headline, though, instead was focused on Dunford saying that pulling out of the accord would jeopardize future deals because this was his professional opinion, and
yep.
He's not the one who's certifying.
Exactly. Exactly. Perfect point to end on, Lori Lewis. Thank you. Very good. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the
other. Welcome to another of the other side. Joining me is my husband, Paulie, for his take on what's happening in our life and for what else is going on in the world. And he's back again to rock things up. Hey, Paul.
Back again. I understand I got tens of fans around the country in Canada now, so I just didn't want to let anybody down.
Yeah, and say hi to Izzy. Izzy's worried about you.
Hi, Izzy from Missouri, right?
Yeah.
And Louisville and Charleston and Canada and Austin, all points in between.
Don't let your ego get too big, right? We only have a, you know, our house is, I don't know, 2,400. Is that what we have? How many square feet do we have?
You're even inflating that.
I don't know what it is, but it's close to that, right?
So
it's not like we have a pal, right? The Cashins. What do they have? 10,000 square feet? I don't know what they have.
It's about six.
About six. What do you think their heating bills are in the winter? That'll be another $2,000. That's why they never have any food in their house, because they have to pay so many bills, electricity, all that.
Keeps them skinny.
Boy, that's a way to go. Get a big crib where you have to pay crazy amounts of money to heat it, to cool it, all that kind of stuff, to run the pool. And bring in the massage people and the people that have to clean the house, because she can't clean the house, you know, because it's too much to deal with. So that's what you do. That's how you lose weight. That's a great weight loss plan. Dang. We just came up with it. Buy a big crib. Have no money for food. Okay, so I do want to talk about this here right at the top. I have a speaking gig coming up in Louisiana, and you're going to go with me. And it's always fun. So people want us to kind of peel back the layers of our life a little bit, or maybe you don't, but we'll do it for you quickly. And besides doing this, which I love, I'm either on the stage speaking or I'm speaking behind a mic. And I'll be talking about the art of influential listening. I'm doing it for an incredible group of librarians across the great state of Louisiana. And you're going to come with me. Are you excited to go?
I'm very excited.
I just want to make sure you take a lot of great pictures so we can send them the pictures. And plus, it's good to have the pictures.
I'll take your picture.
I'll take your picture. Thank you. What maybe the listeners want to know. You've seen me speak before on a scale of 1 to 10. What do you think? What am I? How would you rate me?
Above average.
That's not a scale of 1 to 10. What's the number?
That was on a movie we saw tonight, so I just thought I'd use that.
Okay, what's the number 1 to 10?
1 to 10?
10 being the best.
I'd say you're a solid. Last time I saw you, you were a solid 8.
Oh, that is brutal. That is brutal. And somehow we stay together. You're a solid 8. Nice. We'll have to when we come back next week, we'll tell everybody what you thought. Speaking of what we think, you and I both like Leonardo DiCaprio. He's been in a couple of movies that we've enjoyed, and apparently he's going to play Teddy Roosevelt, depending on your accent, in a Martin Scorsese film. I'll be curious about that. I love Teddy Roosevelt. You and I are both big fans of history, and we've seen things on Teddy before, and I think this could be really cool.
That should be fun.
Yeah, and of course, what is Roosevelt known for? What is his legacy?
Rough Riders, being in the Rough Riders.
He was in the Rough Riders, but I think his legacy is conservation, that he created the reserves, the preserves, the national parks, the forests. He was really high on that.
Right, yeah, that was his legacy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Whatever you say. Well, who's your favorite person from history? Let's just take presidents. Who's your favorite president? Who is your favorite president? Now, forget the current people, because I'm going to say go back a little bit. I mean, unless it is someone currently.
I like FDR.
FDR. The New Deal?
That's right.
You know, I am a Tom Jefferson fan myself. I love Tom Jefferson.
Yeah, kind of hard to go wrong with Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, I don't know. I just, states' rights, I thought he was brilliant at that. And I thought, well, listen, all the founding fathers, if you think about, and I've dragged you through the history books with me in Philadelphia, and if you think about what they, and put this on your bucket list. If you've never been to Philly, go to Philly with the Constitution Center. You and I have been there. And you go to Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, all that. It's really cool when you actually see it and you think about them sitting in that actual hall, especially with what we have going on now. But you think of them sitting in that actual hall, arguing, disagreeing, crafting what would become the Declaration of Independence and signing it. That, it just, even from the time I was, the first time I went, because I grew up close to there, I was probably 6. And even then, I thought it was cool. What was your experience like?
Yeah, I ended up actually going to Colonial Williamsburg first, and it was similar, and it was pretty mind-boggling. And so I ended up being able to go to Philadelphia afterwards in Constitution Hall. That was really something to be standing inside that building.
Right, because then you could see how the Constitution was crafted and how it's been interpreted over the years and the challenges and whatnot. So what else is going on? How's the dog? How's Mahalo? Mahalo went for a 2.5-mile walk with no water. Paul, so everyone knows, Paul forgot the water. He was in charge of bringing some water, and he didn't bring any water for him, so his tongue was long by the time we got in the door.
He's currently passed out right behind you.
He's currently passed out. He needs water. We have to go get a trough and put it somewhere in the house so that he has water to drink, I think.
He has water to drink.
Yeah. And so we've been trying to do that. We've been trying to walk him since the weather has been a little bit better. Some of you listening to us have a little bit cooler temperatures. And some of you, I think, in fact, most of us are dealing with hotter temperatures. And when you have a golden retriever and he was shaved for the summer, but then their coat gets thicker and that leads to, you know, you can't take them on walks when it's hot like that. Not 2.5 miles, too much.
Too much.
It is too much. And so because of the speaking thing, sometimes we're like the speaker's bed and breakfast, and we just had a really cool speaker. Her name is Anna Liotta. She's going to be a future president of the National Speakers Organization. Some of you guys out there can relate to your wives, have their friends come over and have a slumber party for a couple of nights or a night, and what's that like? And you really liked her.
Yeah, she was very cool.
Yeah.
Had a great story.
She had a great story about her, and I'm sure she wouldn't care if I share this because she shares it speaking, about her dad actually being in a dojo with Bruce Lee. And, I mean, she said that people didn't believe him, and it was true. It was a true story. And then Bruce Lee was in a restaurant where he was with some friends, and they said, oh yeah, so go ahead, go up to him, and he did, and immediately he knew him. I love that story. And she came from Seattle. So in Seattle, I mean, what's Seattle famous for? Their waterfront, the Needle, Pike's Market, right? Have you been to Seattle? Oh, you have to go to Seattle. Seattle is a fun place to go and visit. It's so green, incredibly green. All right, so we have a couple minutes left here this week, and we're going to go see that Billie Jean King movie, right? What's it called? Battle of the Sexes, which was be the Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King tennis match from the 70s. Do you think things have changed since the 70s and the Battle of the Sexes?
Not much.
Not much. Not much between men and women? Same thing? Really? Well, I think some things have changed. It'll be fun to go and see it. You wanted to go see it because you like tennis. And you like the idea of seeing Emma Stone play her, and who knows if it'll do well at the box office, though. Because movies are taking a bad hit lately. It's expensive. You go, and if you have a big family, certainly, it's crazy and out of reach. There's another movie you wanted to see, actually, with Tom Cruise. What was that movie? Remember, it was about the guy who infiltrated the drugs.
American Made.
Yeah.
He was the pilot, CIA pilot.
Yes. And that pilot got murdered eventually, but he really brought down a lot of drug kingpins. And I can't even remember his name now. Do you remember his name?
Not at the moment, no.
But that movie looks like that would be pretty good. So maybe we'll go see that. How much money do you have in your wallet? Do you have enough for both movies?
We shall.
Is that going to be like $100 for us to go see that?
Yeah, because we got a book online.
That's so brutal, isn't it?
Surcharges kill you.
All right, thanks, Paul. We'll talk again next week.
All right. To all my fans, peace out.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Right now, we have Helen Redman with us. Helen is a licensed clinical social worker. She's an expert in addiction. Boy, we talk about that a ton on America Tonight, specifically working with drug users, people with psychiatric diagnosis. But she does provide consultation and training in tobacco harm reduction. And we've talked a lot about this whole push-pull over smokeless tobacco and what's going on there and what the FDA is doing and their announcement about the tobacco products and how it's been a game changer for a lot of people, frankly. And I've seen this in my own family, not me and not my husband, but people deeper in, cousins, etc., what it's done for them as far as, you know, let's face it, getting off of the cigarettes, which we're taking them down a really rough path, frankly, because it's so hard to get rid of that addiction. But I don't have to tell her. You can hear her in the background. Helen, that's the first question. First of all, thanks for coming on. How tough is it to get to wean yourself off of cigarette smoking?
I think it depends on a couple of factors. How long you've been smoking, if you're using nicotine because you have a mental health diagnosis. We know that nicotine really helps people decrease anxiety and depression. It gives people energy and focus. So I think it really depends on what the nicotine is doing for that particular person. I would say, though, I actually believe, and we know it, millions of people around the world have stopped smoking. And guess what? They did it without any help at all. No nicotine gum, no electronic cigarette, no lozenges, nothing. They just made a decision to quit, and they did it. So I actually believe for a lot of people, they can quit, and it's not as hard as it's always made out to be. Again, it depends on the reasons and the benefits that you get from nicotine, and there are many benefits of using nicotine.
Yeah. Now that's interesting. What are the benefits of using nicotine?
Well, for people who have mental health diagnoses, schizophrenia, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, PTSD, nicotine decreases the feelings of being anxious and being depressed, and help people function in the world. We know that. We also know that nicotine helps with concentration and focus. And so people who have ADHD, nicotine acts as a stimulant. It helps those folks actually pay attention and be a part of the world. So there's just so many benefits. And unfortunately, for a very, very long time, nicotine has been seen as a dirty drug, much like heroin has been seen as a dirty drug. But delivered through an electronic cigarette or patches or gums, it's quite safe to use nicotine.
Yeah, and so along those lines, in talking about switching from cigarettes, et cetera, the FDA, and I mentioned the FDA at the top, just announced that talking about the anti-tobacco flavoring ordinances that they have in Southern mm-hmm. California, and what is that doing? What happens when people can't get their smokeless product? You know, do they go back to smoking?
Well, I don't know. There's certainly potential for that to happen. I mean, these anti-flavoring ordinances are really the wrong way to go. I mean, they're based on this false belief that flavored e-liquids are being promoted by big tobacco, and they just want to hook another generation of kids. And nothing could be further from the truth. There's no data to support that. Young people have a flavor preference. There's no sales data, for example, that show all these adolescents are flocking to a product that is made by big tobacco, and they're all buying this lemon-flavored e-liquid. There's just no evidence of that. And I believe that for some people who want to ban these flavored e-liquids and menthol cigarettes, I mean, they have really good intentions. I think that's true, but this is not the way to go about addressing the needs of smokers. And what it really does is, I mean, we hear a lot about the children. And I just want to say, what about the parents? What about the parents who smoke? And so we know that these flavored e-liquids, they help people transition from combustible tobacco, from Camels and Cools. And the flavors are really important because pure nicotine liquid, it doesn't taste so good. And so these flavorings do taste good, and they help transition. They help psychologically and physiologically for smokers to make the break from combustible tobacco and transition to electronic cigarettes. And at some point, going back to a traditional cigarette just tastes horrible. So we have to help parents of children transition so they don't suffer from smoking-related diseases and early death, so they're actually there for their children.
Yeah, so what's your concern about, especially in California, there's a big movement afoot in different areas to ban the sale of any flavored tobacco products. That's what we're talking about. So cigarettes, cigars, little cigars, pipe tobacco, mm-hmm. electronic smoking devices like what you're talking about. And some say, look, this is a violation for tobacco retailers, and having them saying they can't sell any flavored tobacco products. It's also smashing into their profits, but they're two separate things. So let's take first the ban of, which we're talking about, these tobacco products. You've explained why that can have such a significant impact. But does it concern you that this is, there's a votes on this and there's ordinances where they're prohibiting the sale of the flavored tobacco in Northern California and talking about it in Southern California, that this spreads to other places in the United States?
Yes, they've got it all backwards. I mean, the notion that you can ban anything and people aren't going to go to another city to get flavored e-liquids, or the development of a black market in particular menthol cigarettes. I mean, we have black markets in the United States, so the bans don't address there is the problem, but there isn't a problem. I mean, they see a problem where there is no problem. And what they need to do in California and any other state that is thinking about banning flavors is to not do that and to actually promote the use of electronic cigarettes among adults who are smoking combustible tobacco. That is the project that they need to take up. That is what they need to put their time and energy, money, and resources into, is helping adult smokers transition to electronic cigarettes, which are 95% safer than traditional cigarettes. I mean, we do not have a problem in the United States with young people becoming dependent on electronic cigarettes. In fact, year after year, we have seen drops in the rate of young people smoking in the United States. And I would also add that if a young person chooses to vape, a lot of young people are doing it because they enjoy experimenting. We know that young people like new things, risk taking. You know, they see them on the internet, and so experimentation is one part of it, and that's what young people do. You can't stop that. And we're seeing that we're not seeing that young people are using them on a regular basis. However, given a choice, I think most parents would start out saying, you know, I don't want you to use nicotine. You could become dependent on it, but if you do choose to use nicotine, I would like you to use an electronic cigarette because they're safer by orders of magnitude. And so if a young person chooses to vape, that's actually a healthy choice.
Right. And so you're saying basically it would push kids in a different direction. So it could actually have the reverse effect if that continues to be what the trend is. So people who are sitting here listening to this and they're saying, you know what, this is ridiculous. I sometimes partake. I sometimes don't. I don't see what the big deal is. What can they do? So what would you tell them to do? Write to their city councils, etc.?
Well, I think the vaping community, and they have stood up in San Francisco, so it's going to go to a referendum. The vaping community has to stand up against these vaping bans and tell the truth about it, because that's the other thing that is sorely lacking in the United States. There is just a tremendous amount of misinformation. It wasn't that long ago that the former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Murthy, in his comprehensive report on smoking, he called electronic cigarettes, quote, tobacco products. That is wrong. So the vaping community and the manufacturers of vaping products have to stand up and fight these bans, because it's really a life or death issue.
Yeah, well said. Perfect place to end this. Life or death. I'd love to know what you think, the listeners of America Tonight. You can weigh in. Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Let's weigh in on this. Helen Redmond, thank you so much for joining us on ATN.
Thank you for having me.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Her hair is hollow gold, lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
As we hit the tail end of this hour, you know, we swing in from having that conversation about vaping and smokeless tobacco and all that and that push-pull over that. Not an issue for me because I don't partake in any of that, but I know that it's interesting. These vape shops got popular, and then there was the push to tax them, and then there's the push now, especially, to take it away. So where this all ends up, I think we're going to see this spread across the nation, and it was interesting to kind of have that conversation about what's happening in Northern and Southern California. So I'm going to call these popcorn shots or little odds and ends to fill in the blanks, things that you might have missed along the day, and that includes Roy Moore, who won the Alabama GOP runoff over the Trump-backed incumbent. So that's kind of interesting. So the former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who's popular in many circles, some of you are listening to us in Bama, you know what I'm talking about. So he wins Tuesday night. Republicans have tried to turn the runoff for this Senate nomination into more of a referendum, But really, Republican voters, I don't think they were buying any of that. I don't think that was a factor at all in the choices. You know, in the exit polls, that wasn't what was discussed. So with 86% of the vote counted, Moore led Strange 56% to 46%, the Alabama Senator Luther Strange. And so that's pretty interesting. The winner's going to face the Democrat, Doug Jones, a former U.S. attorney, in the December 12th general election. And pretty much what, as I said, exit polls were showing is that people were voting for who they wanted to vote for. It had really nothing to do with the president or, you know, or not. And there were varying reasons why. But watch what happens on December 12th. I think will be interesting. Probably Moore gets in there. I think it's going to be really tough for the Democrat to win that over, you know, over him. In the meantime, another really buzz in the backyard has to be this response over Hurricane Maria, because, you know, Puerto Rico, of course, is part of the United States. I had a friend today that got involved in that in Tampa and pulling together supplies and trying to do whatever they could to get things off to people. And, of course, it's such a disaster area. Getting in and out, the planes getting in and out is also incredibly, incredibly tough. I mean, it is sad to see the video that's coming out of there, and people keep asking, how can we help? What can we do to help these people? And I like the supplies thing, because that's what is the worst. Medical supplies and any kind of supplies, hygiene kits, all that kind of stuff. So, for example, like World Vision had supplies like water and hygiene kits and warehouses in some of those areas near the storm, and they worked with people locally to distribute the supplies in Puerto Rico and beyond that. There's also the International Medical Corps. They've got emergency medical care. They've got clean water, proper sanitation. Because, see, that's the problem. Those waterborne diseases, as we've heard many, many of the people say coming out of these hurricanes, where the danger really lies is in the water, in what happens to you afterwards. That's where sometimes it'll get people, and that's where you find, you know, that more people perish, sadly. Power could be out for 6 months, 3 to 6 months. That is difficult. Are you kidding me? And so people are trying to get off the island. That's the other part of that, because they know it. They know they're trapped, and especially if they have family somewhere in the United States coming off the island and trying to go back into the United States to family, but it's crazy at the airport. You know, it's nutty at the airport trying to get people off and on, and, you know, they say it's almost like a stampede of whoever can get there, getting there and getting up and out, getting, you know, anywhere they can, but off the island because of the conditions and because of the lack of gasoline, you know, you name it, just throw it out there. And it's a very, very big problem. We don't hear about this a lot, but this is a story that just happened. The stay of execution of a Georgia death row inmate because of racial bias is what they're saying. So the U.S. Supreme Court issued that stay. Keith Tharp, 59 years old, was supposed to die at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night for the 1990 murder of his sister-in-law, Jacqueline Freeman, but the justices granted the stay, and they're considering whether to take up the appeal. If they decide not to hear the case, the stay would be lifted. So conservative justices Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch dissented, saying they would not have granted the stay. In post-conviction appeals, Tharp did not deny killing Freeman. He sought a stay of execution based on, in part, on racist comments from a juror who has since died. So this is where it stands now at this point. The Supreme Court of Georgia declined to hear the claims on Tuesday, prompting that appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And this, by the way, was a shooting. So this, as I said, was back in the 90s. Prosecutors say he stopped his wife and sister-in-law on the road when they were driving to work. He grabbed his sister-in-law from the car, shot her before throwing her into a ditch and shooting her again, killing her. Then they allege that he raped his wife, took her to withdraw money from a credit union where she could call the cops for help. And then 3 months later, he was convicted of malice, murder, and kidnapping, and he was sentenced to death. So how about that? So the whole appeal just centered on this post-conviction testimony of Barney Gatti, a white juror in the trial. During the jury selection, he told attorneys from both sides he could be fair and impartial during the trial. Then, in the late 90s, lawyers from the Georgia Resource Center conducted interviews with each juror as part of a routine investigation to prepare for this habeas corpus, the process of determining whether his imprisonment was unlawful. And in the interview, they say that he harbored very atrocious racist views about black people, is what they said. So that was in the affidavits, and that's what started this whole appeal, etc., and then has now had this stay. Can you imagine? I'm thinking to myself what the families are thinking, what's going through the families, the family's mind. What could they possibly be thinking as they were wondering that this is probably over? But it's not over, and we don't know what will happen. We can only kind of read the tea leaves from here. It could easily be lifted, but not at this point. It's not going to be lifted, that's for sure. And then this one other huge, huge story, and it has to do with athletics. The FBI arresting 10 people, including college basketball coaches and high-level apparel company employees, in connection with an alleged widespread college basketball scheme. So check this out. Four college assistants and associate coaches, Chuck Person, Lamont Evans, Tony Bland, Emmanuel Richardson, employed at Division I schools with top-tier basketball programs, have abused the trust placed in them, and they were picked up. Can you imagine? So people are scrambling. And there have been other people that have been suspended. So the University of Arizona had to react. Oklahoma State University, the University of Southern California had to react. The University of Louisville, some of you listening to us, they confirmed they received notice of being included in the federal investigation. Wow. Where does this all end up? I mean, I think this is just the very beginning of what we, know about this deal of Adidas and NCAA schools and what went on. Very, very, very disappointed people, alums across the board at many of these places. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
A spider overboard movie by Candy. Get warm and cozy. The movie I picked is real bad, but I love the way it makes us laugh. When I gaze upon your pretty face, I lose track of time and space. I look into your big green eyes, and I can't help but crack a smile. Nah, nah, nah. I can't shake the way you make me feel. My head is
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.